Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? I am so excited for this series that we're starting today. This is the first of 5 episodes that we're going to be doing where we walk you through discovering your purpose and the Layers of Life program, our proprietary formula for helping you live a better life. We're going to dive deep into a bunch of areas and we can't wait to get started. How are you doing, Kat?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I think a lot of people who are tuned into our podcast might not realize that we offer a coaching program called 5 Weeks to Future You. And you meet with us every week for 5 weeks. And so over the next 5 podcast episodes, we're going to give you, I don't know, a bit of a sample insight into what it might be like to work with us and what you'll learn in the program.
To give you a quick overview of what the layers of life are, it's like a target sign. And we found that most of us spend our lives on that outer circle of life, which is our significance. It's the stuff that we wanted to acquire, have, look, and most of us live this life trying to live, quote unquote, the American dream of having the right things. We want to have the right car. We want to have the right job, the right family, the right this, that, and the other thing. But when you live from that outside working in, it's really, really hard to get to that true self because you're doing everything for everybody else on that outer layer of life. So what we do is, and what we preach is to start with the inside and work our way outwards. Do you want to talk about the inside, Kat?
Yeah, absolutely. If you think of the target as having 5 rings and you think about that as yourself in your life, the innermost circle of the target is your soul or your spirit or whatever you believe. It's just the innermost part of yourself. It represents who you are, what you like, everything that makes you, you. And as you go out of the rings, you know, your next layer would be self and your social, which is all your family. And then you get to substance, which is like, what's your job and money? And then the outer ring is, as Andrew said, it's significance. When you look at things from the inside out, you get to the outer ring and it's like, what's my legacy? Why am I here? What mark do I want to leave on the world? And those are the questions you ask yourself when you are living your life from who you are and who you want to be, and you're living it authentically. Most people live from the outside in. And when you do that, the outer ring of significance becomes, well, what do people think? And what kind of car do I drive? And what's my title at work? And am I going to get promoted to president? I've been vice president for forever. Most people make decisions like, what does everyone else think I should do? What does society say makes me look successful? So over the 5 weeks, we take a deep dive into each of these rings. And so today we're going to share a little insight into the types of questions we would ask you if you were one of our coaching clients and walk you through how to get back in touch with your purpose in this life, how to figure out what your soul's purpose is, your reason for being here on the planet, because so many of us lose touch with that as we grow up, become adults, and deal with all the responsibilities that come with 3D life.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but when you take it and you break everything down the way we do, it becomes very, very easy. But the first thing we have to do is clear away all the clutter and get to who you truly are and why you're here and your purpose. And those are all really big questions. And I think a lot of times people get deer in the headlights from that. So what we do is we make it easier for you to discover your purpose and what lights you up, what makes your soul happy. The first thing that we'll do in a session is we will sit down and we will ask you a few basic questions. And the first question is, what did you like to do as a kid? What is that thing that lit you up? What is that thing that delights you so much that even thinking about it right now still puts a smile on your face? Every answer is a good answer with this because we're not looking for that one thing. We're looking for an aspect of this to bring back into your life. So for me, when I did this, I love interacting with people. I love music. I love solving puzzles. I love helping people is really what it all comes down to. the first thing I did was, you know, I really loved playing guitar. I love playing guitar and singing. It made me feel good. And Kat was, you know, brave enough to say, so when's the last time you did that? And I said, 19 something. She's like, you gotta, it wasn't that long ago. It had been a while. And it was so funny to think like, so there's this thing that you love doing and you're not making time for it. So what does that say? Well, that says that you're not making time for the things that truly delight you despite everybody else. And what I started to do and what we encourage you to do is to start putting that little bit of joy back in your day. Kat, what other things can people do when they're trying to discover their joy, their soul, their purpose?
This is one of my favorite questions because someone might look back and say like, I don't know what you mean. All I did as a kid is like dig in the dirt outside, right? And someone might be like, that's all I did for hours a day. We say as coaches, we can take that and we can say, okay, like why? We can dig deeper. Well, it gave me time to think. Well, I loved the fresh air. I absolutely hated being inside. And we can extrapolate different things from that that you can use as an adult. And we can instruct you on ways to add back the purpose to your life. I got this idea actually from Marie Kondo. She wrote the million plus bestseller, the Japanese, what is it? Japanese Art of Tidying Up or the Magic you guys know who I mean. She said that when she was a kid, all of the kids in her classroom went outside to recess. And she always stayed inside and organized everyone's cubbies. And she was like going back to like kindergarten, first grade. And everyone was like, oh, she's such a teacher's pet. They thought it was odd that a little kid didn't want to go outside. But that is what she liked to do. She just didn't realize that you could make a job of it, a life of it. And we're not saying, you know, quit your job and become a rock star because you liked playing music. But what we are saying is that as coaches, we can look at the things that you're naturally drawn to, the things that you get lost for hours, because most people don't realize what their gifts are. There are things that come easily to every single person, and you don't realize it's a gift because it's easy for you. But as coaches, we can look at that and we can see the types of things that you like doing, the kind of work that you have now, what your lifestyle is like now, and we can slowly help piece together the types of things that you like to do. Another thing that we'll ask you to do is to write down, finish this sentence, people always come to me for. And we always make the joke, nobody comes to me and says, hey, Kat, we're planning this massive party with all these people in it, and we thought you'd be a great person to organize it all. No one's coming to me for that. They're coming to me for like, what's the best book you've read recently, right? What was your favorite book last year? Or like, you know, a lot of people come to both of us for advice, to answer questions when they need a good listener. If they want to have like a lot of fun and go out on a night on the town, they're going to have to ask someone else. Write down, what do people always come to you for? Again, this is us kind of getting back in touch with who we are, honoring our preferences. So there was a time where I thought something's wrong with me. Like back in college, everyone was having fun and going out to the bars and all this stuff. I didn't want to do it. I was like, I must be doing something wrong. This is what everyone does in their free time. It's just not me. And so now I have an appreciation for who I am. And so we remind you that you are who you are. And that's a beautiful thing. And we should embrace who we are because happiness comes from being authentically you.
That's right. I think that's something that we tend to shy away from in an act of conformity as we go through our school years. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all go through it. You know, I drop my kids off at school and they're all wearing different, but the exact same shirts and sweatpants and everything. And it's like, you kind of want to fit in so that you don't stick out. And that is kind of the mantra for a lot of kids in school. But then you get to this part of your world where you're like, well, no, I don't have to be this way. Now I get to be how I want to be. But by then we've kind of been conditioned so long to fit in that we forget that we're meant to be ourselves and stand out as who we truly are.
Yeah, we're not coaching teenagers over here.
No.
We're reaching out to people who are like us in their 30s and 40s who have, quote unquote, done everything right. They work hard. They go to work every day. They take care of their families. They, you know, try to save up for their trip or two each year, but they sort of lost touch with what brings them joy, with what lights them up. And, you know, they're starting to wonder, like, is there something else for me out there? Another thing that we like to ask our coaching clients is to ask the people around them, what would you say about me? Right? How would you describe me? What do you come to me for? We sort of touched on that. And you might be surprised at some of the responses you get.
Yeah, I did this when I was getting started. And the responses floored me because I kind of thought the things that I was good at, I never gave a second thought to anything I was good at because it was always focusing on my weaknesses, I guess. But I sent 20 emails out to people that had known me now or knew me in the past. And it just said, I have a small favor to ask. And it was like, can you just let me know what you think I'm good at or what you come to me for? And the answers were surprising because I didn't realize that, you know, people valued my advice. I didn't realize that, you know, people enjoyed these aspects of me that I really didn't see as a quality because I just thought everybody had them. When you start to see that, you start to see yourself from a different point of view. And I think in the beginning, when we're trying to grow the new seed of us in our soul, we kind of are worried about what these other people are going to think because these are the closest people in our lives. So to get their perspectives on things kind of breaks down. It does. We were talking about this before, like it's a pattern interrupt thinking like, oh, my best friend doesn't see me as his drinking buddy. He actually sees me as a business confidant who happens to have a drink with him. And that's a very, very different distinction when people come to you with that. So by asking others, you get to have those different views of yourself that you probably haven't considered. And you haven't considered them because they're so innately you that, you know, it's like a fish in water. You just don't see it.
Yeah.
I have not asked fish about that, though, to be clear.
I wouldn't. I love this question. We were talking to one of our colleagues just recently. We met her through our business mastermind, and she is absolutely incredible at organizing tasks and getting things done. Like, we were in this business mastermind and she was like 3 or 4 weeks ahead of all the homework. We were talking to her and we were like, you realize you're amazing, right? And she did not understand that about herself. She did not realize that the way that she organized her tasks, the way that she organized her staff, how she got so many things done. She was managing 3 or 4 large clients and a team. She was absolutely incredible. It came so naturally to her. She didn't realize she had a skill set that most people would kill for. She was like, but you guys are, you know, successful and you guys have a business. We're like, you don't understand. Both of us need accountability. This is someone who didn't need any accountability at all. She didn't need anybody waiting on anything for her. She just did it. And so when we speak to people and we hear about them and we get feedback from the people in their lives, we're able to look through everything and go to somebody and say, you're amazing and you don't even realize it. These are the things that all the people who love you are saying about you and you didn't even know. And it could be something like, you always make someone feel special. You know, like my sister's an amazing gift giver. She is so thoughtful about everything that she does and how she puts it together and how it looks. Like, these are transferable skills into the marketplace, into different areas of your life that can bring you a lot more joy than you currently have.
They are. And I think that's the part that we kind of, I don't know if everybody does this, but I know the majority of people we meet and talk with, we've confused being successful and productive as a counteracting thing to being happy and doing purposeful things through the day. So it's the slog of work, not the joy of work. And what you do in your day can be joyful. It can have purpose. It's just often a matter of discovering what that purpose is and then crafting your life around it, which is what we're doing in these coaching calls. There are so many small things that you're missing in your day-to-day life that you do and you don't realize how good you are at them. But that's what, you know, talking with other people can really bring out and go, like we did with our friend, you know, she's amazing at a taskmaster. And that's really something she didn't see. I know for Kat, she is amazing at motivating people. You know, like when I need motivation, I go to Kat because she is great. And she doesn't see herself as a motivational person to herself because she's with herself all the time. So this is just the baseline for her.
No, I tell myself, get to work.
And I'm guessing Kat's a lot kinder to everybody else than she is to herself. Yeah, but that is how we all are. But that's what you need. You need these people in your life to come in and go, yeah, this is what you're good at. I know for me, I didn't realize people came to me to solve their problems. And I'm like, no, you always find a way around things. And when Kat told me that, I was like, well, no, everybody does that. And she just shook her head. She's like, no. No, people don't.
No, most people create problems for other people. Most people, like, you know, they make it harder or more complicated. We got the snort laugh in. I can go to Andrew with anything, whether it is a money question, existential crisis, a business question, anything. I mean, I can go to Andrew with anything and he will find a way to make it better, to make it more efficient, to make it make more sense. He just has that skill. And when we're walking around places, if we'll go to a conference or we'll be with a group of friends or something, there's just something about Andrew that makes people open up. There are people who are very close to everyone else, or they might not describe anything. And somehow Andrew gets in there and he's talking to Andrew, and somehow Andrew now knows about his childhood trauma, and Andrew's like helping him and listening. This happens all the time, everywhere we go. There's just something about Andrew that has this like very calm and trusting vibe, and people open up. That's why I'm really glad to have you on our two-person coaching team. You'll get motivated on one half and the very sweet, supportive one on the other half, right? So it's a good team.
Thanks. And you know, I'll speak back to this too, because as you're saying this, I don't remember a lot from my childhood, but I remember this. My mom went to the first kind of parent teacher in kindergarten, and she came back to me. She said, your teacher had nothing but good things to say about you because you're in kindergarten. But she said, you are the one that goes around making sure everybody feels comfortable, feels at home, feels safe, basically. I've always been that kind of person that people come to in a safe place. And I didn't realize that was me until I started, you know, people started saying it. I just always never liked the idea of somebody feeling left out. I've always been that person that's like, how can I help you? What can I do to, how can we streamline this? How can we improve it when you're looking for that thing? So when you come to me with something, I'm like, I light up because I'm like, yes, I get to help people. I get to solve things. I get to solve the puzzle is really what I do. It's a hard thing to convey, but you know, the more people talk with me, the more they're like, oh yeah. And yeah, I guess there's something in my nature or my energy that just has always had people open up to me. I've joked that I'm incapable of having a light conversation. And I used to think it was my talking, but it's really just what I'm noticing is I don't have to say anything. People just open up to me. And I love that because it shows that I'm trustworthy.
I like that. And you are. And I love the example of kindergarten Andrew, because it's a perfect example of this. What did you like doing as a kid? How were you as a kid? We are who we are. And then we get molded by life and experiences and traumas and all these different things. But as a child, you don't have it in your head that, oh, it's silly if I spend all day drawing or whatever it is, because you're a kid. You just do what feels good and what's fun. For you, thinking about kindergarten Andrew, just, it's so sweet. I could cry like on this podcast thinking about it. I could totally see little Andrew going to sit by someone, making sure they weren't alone at a table. And that is so you. And there might be people listening to this right now who are like, well, I did a million things as a kid. Or what would you say to somebody like that? If, like, I don't think there was anything special about me. Like, what would you do to the person who's sitting there thinking, like, I don't think they can help me with this?
I know for a fact that everybody has something special in them, and they have multiple things that are special in them. I think a lot of times maybe we cover that up as life goes on, but there's definitely something special inside of everyone. And that's why we offer the intro coaching call for people to come meet us and see what it's like. You know, from our coaching calls already that we help people just see new aspects of themselves. Let's go back to this person who's like, I just like to play in the sandbox. I did that till I was 18. And then my mom and dad after high school made me get a job.
Stop.
And it's like, okay, so you like sand? It's like, yeah. Okay. Well, what aspects of sand do you like? Well, I like being outdoors. I like working with my hands. I like creating, I like molding things. I like doing this. Or it's, you know, like I like watching how the water flows down through the sand when I make a tunnel. It's like, okay, so these are all very foundational things that you love, and you can incorporate those into your day. And then we would go somewhere else with that. And we'd probably ask, What else did you like to do? Well, I really liked animals. I really liked helping animals and doing this. Okay, so maybe you like animals. Is there a certain kind you like? Yeah, I loved horses. Okay, so you like working with your hands and you like horses. Maybe there's something there that you can go try. Not necessarily, we're not talking about, you know, burning the ships and becoming a horse whisperer right off the bat. We're talking about getting into that area to see if that fits. If it delights you and it feels right, then you move into that area a little bit more and you find ways. One of the worst things that happened to me early on was that I was told to get real. And that was the dumbest thing that I could be told, because the reality was that jobs that existed when I was in grade 7, there were like careers that now exist that didn't exist 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And to say like, you know, I want to be a quantum physicist, people would go, that's not a thing. It's like, yet. But now it is. There's just so many, the world's evolving and there is room for you to carve out your niche in whatever way it is to find your purpose and joy. And it doesn't have to be your work. I want to make sure that's clear for people, because I think a lot of times people are like, look, I just like spending time with my family and that's it. It's like, great. Let's craft that life then. What's the foundation of that? What's that soul? Discovering your soul's purpose, it's a beginning and it's always a road. What you do today with your soul and your purpose and discovering it is going to lead to that next step. But so many of us are so afraid to take that first step because we know something bigger is calling and that bigger scares us a little bit. And that's okay. That's why you get coaching. That's why you get a support group around you to say, look, you want to play guitar in front of people? You want to sing? Great. Record yourself. You don't have to post it anywhere. You don't have to do anything, but just record yourself so you can watch yourself sing and get used to that. And then maybe you post it on YouTube on a private thing, unlisted, so nobody else does it, but you've gone through the act. And then maybe you open for Hootie and the Blowfish next summer on their road tour. But let's just start with the first couple of steps.
I like that you said that, because I think that is what coaching helps with, is the accountability. Because all of us know that we should be doing some things that are enjoyable in this life. We know that we should have some passions or hobbies, or, you know, there are people out there who have been, if you want to change jobs, you've been maybe thinking about it for the last year or two, but just are afraid to take the leap, whatever it is. Maybe you've always wanted to write a book. Maybe you've always wanted to own your own business. It helps so much to have accountability, because there are so many things that I know I want to do, but it's really hard for me to do things for myself. I have young kids. I am a solo parent. I run a business. Anytime that I want to do something for myself, if I want to do a little art project or something, it feels like it's taking time away from my responsibilities. But when you have a coach that's like, wait a second, you said that you always wanted to write a novel, so I would love for you to write down the two times in between this session and next that you sat down and wrote 500 words, or you made an outline, or you brainstormed the ideas for your characters, whatever it is. So when you have that accountability and someone's waiting on you, it really, really helps to make progress. And once you light the first log, as we like to say, that's how the fire builds. And that's when you start to notice like, oh my gosh, I feel happier because I'm actually doing something, you know, that I want to do. I'm living my purpose. I'm being my authentic self. And that is what we offer people, and we love it.
Yeah. You know, in a way, what you're talking about is self-care, right? You're treating yourself to things that make you feel good. I always thought self-care was like, you know, cucumber rings and stuff like bath bombs and stuff like that. But what I've come to see it in is like self-care is really taking care of yourself in whatever way makes sense for you, not what makes sense for the rest of the world. When you have somebody that is going to help you nurture your steps, the first year of becoming the new version of yourself is a very challenging time, because the people around you want you to stay the same. So you need to have those people who are always in your corner, who are like, you got to go practice guitar, or you got to write your words, or you got to go for the run, or you got to try kale. I don't know, whatever it is that makes sense for you in your goal and your journey right now. But you need to have people that are going to nurture you on this path. You are a seed. And when a seed is growing in the beginning, it needs strong roots before it can pop out of the dirt. If you don't have those strong roots and that strong foundation with your support people, your coaches, your friends that support you, the like-minded people around you, then you are going to have challenges because you want to pop up and go, I'm going to be an artist now. And everybody's looking at you and saying, have you drawn anything? No, I haven't drawn anything since, you know, kindergarten. So we want to make sure that the roots are there so that when you start to show up for the people that already know you, you know your strength, you know your value, you know you're able to grow in a way that is meaningful and faster. Because once you pop out of the dirt, the growth accelerates. But we got to get those roots. And that's what these 5 weeks are about. And that first year is really about is just building a solid foundation for yourself.
Honestly, I think that is a really good place to end. And I hope that everybody listening has gotten a little bit of a sense of what it might be like to work with us, if it's something you've thought about, or maybe it's something you're just realizing that you need. We do offer just free hello intro calls. We're very not high pressure sales, as you could probably tell from the podcast. You know, our joy is helping people and helping others discover what their purpose is. And so we'd love to meet you. We'd love to have a chat. We're happy to answer any questions, but please don't be shy and feel free to drop us an email. We're hello@5yearyou.com. And that email goes to both of us. It's a shared account, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I love helping people. It's truly my passion in life. I know it is for you too, Kat. Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing this and you're thinking, I don't know if they're talking to me, we're talking to you. You need to email us right now.
You are meant to hear this. This is for exactly. You. You are meant to listen to this show. This is your moment. This is the time this message is intended for you.
Exactly. All right. I think we'll wrap it up and we'll see you in the next episode where we explore the self, our second inner layer. And that is a really fun one too. Can't wait to see you on the next episode.
Bye. Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.